4AUE, over.
4AO.
Coming this morning, buddy.
All right, I was just laying in bed, watching YouTube. What you up to?
On Highway 8 right here in Pumpkin Town, and just going to let you know I'm headed your way. I'm going to check on Chris and drop some things off for him, but I'm just gonna let you know.
You're coming through pretty good on my end. I've got my 2 meter 70 centimeter antenna laying across my roof right now, because I put up my HF antenna on the mast that I was going to use for the other. So right now it's just laying over there. I got to put up another mast for it.
Well, the other thing I was going to tell you was it's kind of a struggle getting here this morning, because they just ain't no places that's got fuel. I went to 3 yesterday, and I went to 4 this morning, and finally found a little bit of fuel. But it's definitely an inconvenience.
Yeah, I heard about that. I think Mom and Dad found some somewhere yesterday. But they had, no, they went to Hotspot in Pickens, I think, is where they said they went. But they had to wait forever in line, and there was people with a whole bunch of gas jugs and everything else filling them up.
Yesterday, I had a friend contact me on the radio. He lives up in North Carolina, and he was telling me that a couple of places had to call a sheriff out to keep the roads from getting blocked, and one place they sent the sheriff out because they were blocking the road to the hospital and the ambulances couldn't get in.
Oh, why were they blocking the road there?
The fuel station was so long that the ambulance just couldn't get in the hospital.
Well, people aren't having enough sense to move for an ambulance. I mean, it's, you got to anyway, it's law. And, you know, I don't understand why people wouldn't anyway, because it could be somebody they care about or one of their relatives that the ambulance is going after. You know, it's just common courtesy. It don't matter what, you get the way, get a heck away out of the way of an ambulance when one's coming through. But anyway, I don't... Excuse me. Allergies bother me. I've been out cutting grass. Excuse me. But, yeah, I don't understand why people don't get out of the way of an ambulance. Sometimes they don't do that, and, you know, they need to burn some people up for that.
With W4TWX lately?
Let's see, I talked to him a few days ago. I texted him, like, I think it was yesterday, probably the day before yesterday. I talked to him a few days ago, but I gotta get my base antenna back up. He said, you know, with all this going on, there may be a situation where you might need to help somebody. So just be listening.
Yeah, you never know what might pop up. But at any rate, well, I'm just going to touch base with you for a few minutes and kind of see what's going on. You know, our Chris is supposed to schedule to take the exam on Saturday. So I'm hoping he'll get his license, and we can, 3 of us can get up on 2 minutes.
Oh, tell him I said good luck with it, and What's he trying for? Is he trying for just his tech, or is he going to try to get his general or extra?
This is the technician, which I know he will. He's going to go ahead and take the test for the general and just see, you know, if he can pass it. I think he's been studying a little bit of both. So, I hope he goes on and gets his general. But I'm studying for mine now.
Oh, you know, they didn't do any testing because of COVID. I got lucky when I went to go take my extra. I got my general first time around. I studied for it. I studied for general and tech. Got my general first time around. And then I almost accidentally got my extra, but let me tell you, even studying hard for general, I didn't have a clue about extra when I went to go take it the first time. I mean, extra is just a totally different level, and I'm still not grown into that license class. I'm certified a licensed extra, but I'm not an extra. I mean, I'm really having to grow into that license class there. Because it's a whole nother level there.
I expect so. I got to be honest with you, though, man, I'm pretty comfortable just right here on 2 meters. I mean, I'm able to get out and talk with other people and figure out, you know, get other perspectives on things. And I'm pretty comfortable with that, but I do want to go ahead and get my general so I can start trying to learn the high frequency side.
Just grow. You grow with it. The more you get on and use it, the more you learn about it, and you know you'll just progress from there. You can only learn so much in a book, and just studying for the test is not going to teach you half of what you're going to learn by actually using it, you know, and getting on there and talking to people, learning how things work, you know. But anyway, well, I appreciate you reaching out to me. I went and put a mineral block down at the place where I had my feeder yesterday. I bought one of those cow mineral blocks. The thing was only like $7 up here in Pickens. But I got like a dollar or two discount for being a first-time customer.
I've noticed three does and some yearlings the last couple of times I've popped out on the driveway. And they're hanging out down there where that lower telephone pole is down by the pond.
Really, I should have already put a mineral block out, but if they find it, they should come to it. You had that buck 1 year coming to it, and he was coming to it well up until the season started, and I never could catch him coming to it. I think somebody got him, like, as soon as the season opened. But you have bucks that'll come and go. You'll see them a few times, and they won't come back until the next year. It's just odd like that. You might see a 6 or 8 point buck, but you're only going to see him once or twice, and you won't see him again until next year if you're lucky.
I assume you're gonna hunt again this season down there.
Fight with you.
You're welcome to hunt anytime. Anytime.
I didn't see any bucks hanging out down there last year. That's what I was trying to do, you know, feeding them and putting stuff out there is hold them on your property, you know, try to get them to bed over there instead of wherever else they're doing it, which is probably out in the middle of Henry Dicker's pasture out there. which I know they do. Anyway. All right. Well, thanks for calling me, and I guess we'll talk to you later. We'll grab a bite to eat, and then I'm going to hit HF. I've almost got 50 states worked. I've already got an award on QRZ for a couple of them. I got, if you ever get a chance, you just have to go on there. If you go on my page and look, I got a couple awards on there. One's the Six Continents, and I'm working on the 50 States Award. I've got like 40 out of 50 states, and I've worked all but three, and I just got to get confirmations on a few of them and work those three I hadn't worked and get them confirmed, and then I'll have that award too. It's been a little bit of a challenge, though, getting the 50 states.
That'd be a little easier, but evidently not.
Thing is, some of these states only have a handful of hams, and catching them on under good conditions, you know, where you can actually work them. Alaska and Hawaii are two of the hardest ones for a lot of hams, including me, but I finally got Alaska and Hawaii, so the rest should be in the bag. I just got to get South Dakota, Delaware, and one more, and get a few reworked that hadn't been confirmed, because I got to find some people who will confirm, because not everybody does that. So if you get on QRZ and want to work those awards, not everybody confirms on QRZ, so it's got to be confirmed to count, and not everybody will do it. They just want to use QSL cards to confirm and all that, but anyway.
You won't take a QSL card?
No. I've only been at it about a month or less than a month. I think Logbook of the World will, but I think you have to confirm online with QRZ. I don't know. I don't like messing with the QSL cards because it would take me forever and a day to get 50 QSL cards from every state. I mean, I like to collect them, but I don't want to have to confirm that way. It's a lot easier and simple to just go online and confirm, and I don't know why more people don't do it online. It's called electronic logging. But some people only want to use QSL cards for that.
All right, bud. Well, I'm in Pickens proper, so I'm gonna go ahead and call 73. And you have a good day, and you just set up what you want to down there on the property, and do what you got to do. I have got a gravity feeder. Already down there. Actually, I think I have two, Dale. If you want to use those, I'll pull them out of the woods and put them up at the cabin, and you just swing by there and get them if that's what you want to do. But I keep them set up down there so I can take pictures of the animals and all, but I'm not using them right now. So if you want them, you can use them.
Like to have something that will last at least a month, you know, because if I'm having to fill them up like all the time, I have to come down there when it's really hot and muggy and walk through high grass to get to them, or to get to it. And I don't know how long do those usually last before you have to refill them.
What's going to end up happening is initially they'll last a couple of weeks, but once they find out where it is and more animals come to feed at it, they'll wipe it out in 4 or 5 days.
4-A-O. Let me see what I can find. online. If I could find one with a big hopper that I ain't got to keep filling it up every few days, I'd much rather have that, you know, but let me see what I can find, and I may take you up on that. I'll let you know, though. I'll get back with you. All right, I'll let you go there. I'm sure you got things to do. This is Kilo Yankee 4 Alpha Oscar, KO4NUE. It's good talking to you. I meant to spit out your call sign first. KO4NUE. This is Kilo Yankee 4 Alpha Oscar. And I guess I'll be clear with you. I'll talk to you again sometime. I'll catch you on.
Hello, this is KO4NUE. 73's to you, Dale. You have a blessed day, bro. And if there's anything I can do to help you, please let me know.
All right, if I can just get over these allergies that's plaguing me. All right, we'll talk to you later, Chad. This is KY4AO. I'll be clear.